It's Rise FM mid-mornings. My name is Mpumi Mbete. It's 20 past 11, and that's Amari with One Thing. If there's one thing we do on a Wednesday, just some a midweek dose of inspiration. It's always focusing on the good news. I think we have enough doom and gloom and things going wrong in the world, and it can really get to you. So every now and then we try and get hold of people who are making a difference in the world, giving us inspiration and giving us hope and moving the world or society forward, rather. This morning, I'm chatting to Dignify Africa project manager, Ginelwe Malot. Ginelwe, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning. Good morning, Bumi, and a very good morning to the listeners.
I love the idea of Dignify Africa using or giving young people access to digital skills. What exactly do you do, and how do you go about achieving this?
All right, cool. So at Dignify Africa, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, fantastic. At Dignify Africa, we are obsessed with sharing our knowledge on the different digital platforms, and we want to make sure that every youth in South Africa has access to this knowledge. Obviously, we are moving into a world where it is the fourth industrial revolution, and the fourth industrial revolution is also technology. So at Digify Africa, we host several programs that are aimed at actually sharing this knowledge with the youth, and most of our programs are actually free to attend. So that's how we go about just doing our for the youth of South Africa.
And how is this, you know, sustained? Because, you know, young people spend a lot of time on social media, and sometimes we're just mindlessly browsing through. And I know you also use social media to get in touch with some of these young people.
Yes. So it is all about grabbing the attention. But the one thing we know, as much as people are on social media to connect with their friends and families, there is a yearning desire from our youth to actually learn, you know. So that's where we come in. We bridge that gap to say, hey, here are programs from you, for you that you can actually, you know, participate in and learn something new. And generally, after people attend a session or two, you know, it just kind of like lights up a bulb, and they are just saying, they go on to like a journey of going through the website, learning a little bit more on their own terms. Mm-hmm. We just kind of like open the door to the possibility of social media and how you can use it to benefit your future.
I mean, if you just look at what influencers are able to do, a whole career has been formed out of on platforms of social media. So you spoke a bit about, you know, the fourth industrial revolution and entrepreneurs, digital skills, especially using, you know, social media tools. What are some of the contents that participants can look forward to?
Sure. So I run a project called Boost with Facebook. I'm the project manager there. And the content that you can expect from Boost with Facebook is that we actually teach entrepreneurs, and you can be like a one-man band, which you can be Tabo in the corner. Mm-hmm. And we actually teach you on how you can utilize Facebook for your business. So we will teach you how to open a Facebook page. We will teach you how to put up ads. We will teach you how to read the analytics. And in the end, it's all about helping you be able to read these analytics and make solid business decisions for yourself.
So this is quite interesting because, you know, for someone who maybe has been on Facebook for years and has never really explored all the tools and really exploited, you know, all the avenues that they can. I mean, I've been on Instagram, but it wasn't until like last year, I think, that I turned my personal profile into like a business profile and realized, you know, there's so much more I could do with that. You have an open session tomorrow about Instagram for business. Please tell us more about this.
Yeah. So you see, that learning journey that you went on, that's exactly what our Instagram for business is. A lot of people use these, the personal side of the application. But what we teach is the business side. So what Facebook has done is that they have created social media platforms that are specifically there to up your business what you call this, awareness. You know, for people to be able to be aware that you have a business that's running like this in South Africa. So at the Instagram for Business session, it's exactly that. We teach you how to change your profile or create a business profile. We teach you about the different ways that you can put out your stories, your reels. You know, like what you call this, Instagram has a lot of tools that are in it, and people are not sure, okay, what is the reel, what is IGTV, what is a story, which one is best for my business. That's kind of conversation that the people can expect tomorrow at the session, which is starting at 10 o'clock.
We're chatting to project manager Ginelwe Malotle of Dignify Africa, and we're talking about, you know, really giving tools. Some of the stuff you're touching on, I'm like, oh, where was I? Why didn't I know about this? Could have upskilled myself. And, you know, a lot of people have lost jobs during this pandemic. A lot of people want to maybe leave companies to start their own business. And, you know, fear aside, sometimes it's just the lack of knowledge, lack of information, lack of access to resources. So the COVID pandemic has really had a significant impact on small businesses that you mentioned. But how important is the use of social media, especially during this current climate?
So during the pandemic, because we are right in the middle of it, and when it actually started, a lot of people realized that they have this beautiful business. I'm going to use something as simple as a caterer. They were used to going out and being able to, and people would be able to sample their meals and be able to use this. But then with the pandemic and the lockdown 5 regulations, all of that was wiped out. And what we came in and said, like, if you have a digital footprint, that's what we call it, a digital footprint, people can still actually engage with your business. So yes, you're a caterer, you can't go to events, but you can share, you know, one or two lovely recipes. A lot of people, that's what they ended up doing. You know, if I don't know if you remember, we were all making amakwenya, we were all baking bread, we were all doing the most, you know, during lockdown 5. And that was a way for businesses to reach the audience. Those audience couldn't go to the shop, or the audience couldn't go to an event that they catered. So that is the importance of having a social media page as a business, so that when we move up and down with these lockdowns, you still have a place you can reach your community, and the community can discover you. I do not know how many businesses that I discovered during lockdown 5 that I went to visit after, you know, when we got to like level 2 and level 1. So that is the beauty of having your business on social media, that people can discover you, save your information, and actually come and visit you at a later stage.
All right, Ginelwe, we're out of time, but perhaps about the session that's happening tomorrow, who can register, where do they register, and do they have to pay anything for it?
So the session is free of charge. Please, you have to pay. It is open to everybody and anyone that has a business and they are interested in learning on how to take their business online. And you can actually visit our Facebook page, which is at Digify Online. It has all the information on how you can register.
Sorry, Ginelwe, we're losing you there. Very important note to make. The sessions are free of charge. They register on Facebook, Digify Africa. That's Digify, like, you know, going digital.
Yes, Digify Africa or Digify Boost Online.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and the great work that you're doing. I sure hope young people listening will take advantage of this.
And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow.
Awesome stuff. It's rising.